Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, June 20th. I'm Arla Kuziz. Missouri may become the latest state to offer an alternative health plan for farmers, but critics say it's not really insurance and it comes with major risks.
These plans don't include patient protections that we've fought for over the years.
But the plans may still be better than no insurance at all for farmers with unpredictable incomes. That story coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louisans marked yesterday's Juneteenth holiday at festivals, parades, and celebrations around the region. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports from one of those celebrations, Delwood's Juneteenth Parade and Festival in North St. Louis County.
Dancers in spangled uniforms and marching bands strutted down the 1.5-mile parade route. Olivia Broadnax was watching the parade on West Florissant Avenue with her grandma.
The older generation is a lot. They've gone through a lot of things that has made them who they are, and it's really helped me be who I am.
Juneteenth celebrates the liberation of enslaved people in the U.S. after the Civil War. People say it marks a time to remember history and to celebrate Black joy. The festival drew hundreds of people despite the blazing sun and heat. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Southern Missouri is drought-free for the first time in 8 months. New data from the U.S. Drought Monitor reveals that the region received more than 20 inches of rain from March to May. Lindsay Johnson with the National Drought Mitigation Center says this precipitation is well above normal.
The three-month period of March and May, much of southern Missouri was in the top third wettest in 131 years.
While the region is finally recovering from a long-standing drought, heavy rainfall and tornadoes caused severe damage and power outages in areas of Springfield and West Plains in late April and early May. A national agriculture group is warning that bills moving through Congress could hurt rural communities in Missouri. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, or NSAC, says the Senate's reconciliation bill, known as the Big Beautiful Bill Act, would deepen hunger and hinder small farmers. The group also says the House's 2026 spending plan slashes funding for conservation, research, and local food programs. Mike Lavender, who heads up policy at NSAC, says the consequences of these cuts will be felt directly by those working the land.
These cuts, even to relatively small programs, are going to mean that fewer farmers have access to resources and information that help them have a successful livelihood, help their business work, and help them be successful in providing for their family.
Supporters say the bills promote responsible budgeting by cutting spending and boosting efficiency. The Senate's agriculture bill awaits full debate, while the House's 2026 funding bill has cleared committee. The Illinois Department of Transportation recently completed the second phase of a massive overhaul of Interstate 255 in the Metro East. The agency completed the project in 4 months after shutting the interstate down. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, it's a method IDOT has been using more frequently.
IDOT first got the idea from their Missouri counterparts when they redid I-64 about 15 years ago. Local IDOT engineer Joel Cumbies says shutting down big chunks of work zones offers three distinct advantages to piecemealing the project.
The reason being is that we have found that the full closures are safer, faster, and cheaper. Now, we will look at it, but we will only use a full closure if we do have good parallel routes, good alternate routes, a good detour.
Cumbie says IDOT understands it's creating an inconvenience anytime they do road work, but the state agency tries to do what's best for the public. IDOT currently has the east and northbound lanes of I-55 and 70 completely shut down for construction for 17 days in Collinsville. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
An event at the Missouri Botanical Garden tomorrow will feature something surprising: meat-eating plants. The St. Louis Carnivorous Plant Society's annual show and sale is an opportunity for people to learn about these curious plants. Society President Jessica Ely owns hundreds, but thinks even people who have never seen a carnivorous plant will be interested.
It just taps into something that's a little childlike. I mean, it's neat to see a plant move. I think it still kind of inspires wonder at any age.
The event will have display plants, vendors, and a touch section, but hopefully not a bite section. A bill currently on Governor Mike Kehoe's desk would enable the Missouri Farm Bureau to offer its members a health plan. But the policies aren't technically insurance and therefore aren't subject to federal Affordable Care Act regulations. Jana Rose Schleiss reports farmers are weighing the pros and cons of such plans.
It's hard for Megan Richner to know what her health care will look like in a year.
Every year we go back to the drawing board to figure out a policy or a plan that would be right for our family.
And that's largely an occupational hazard. Richner and her husband raise cattle in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, about 75 miles northwest of Springfield. She also teaches middle school science, but says adding her husband and her son to her employer-sponsored health insurance plan is cost prohibitive. But because farm income fluctuates, it's hard for her to buy private insurance.
If you are self-employed or, you know, if you're in the business of farming and ranching, your income is not predictable.
Richner's frustrations with the inaccessibility and unaffordability of the healthcare marketplace insurance policies led her to testify in favor of a bill that would allow the Missouri Farm Bureau to offer health plans. Richner says she'd consider the plans for her family, even though they're unregulated, meaning they aren't subject to the minimum care standards and patient protections enforced by the Affordable Care Act. The unregulated nature of the Farm Bureau health plans is why the organization needs permission from the state legislature and governor to offer them.
This type of plan doesn't have to follow many of the things that people expect from health insurance, and we don't want a Missourian to purchase this and expect it to provide the care that they would need.
Emily Calmer is the Missouri Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society and testified in opposition to the bill. She's concerned unregulated health plans could include hidden costs.
These plans don't include patient protections that we've fought for over the years. So they can impose caps on your coverage. They can impose waiting periods on coverage, and they can decline to cover someone with a pre-existing condition like cancer.
Missouri could join the more than a dozen other state farm bureaus that offer such health plans. Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins argues it's necessary because farmers fall through health care gaps.
They find themselves in this donut hole of which the Affordable Care Act marketplace oftentimes is too expensive when you can't qualify for a subsidized plan.
In a national ranking of state access and affordability to health care put together by the Commonwealth Fund, Missouri is 35th. According to KFF, a nonprofit health policy research organization, more than 330,000 Missourians who use marketplace plans have their costs reduced by subsidies, an average of $595 per month. Sarah Bowman is a clinical instructor at Missouri State University who teaches a course on health insurance. She says the legislation could certainly expand health coverage in Missouri, but the details aren't clear.
It's just very vague. It doesn't say, you know, what's covered, what's not, and then what people will be paying for these plans.
Still, farmer Megan Richner is willing to take the risk. She knows there's no guarantee a Farm Bureau health plan will be cheaper or a better fit. Nonetheless, she's eager for the option.
I sent a message to, one of the staff at Farm Bureau and asked, how soon could we start looking into this if it passed?
If approved by the governor, Missouri Farm Bureau health plans are expected to be available for members sometime next year. I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.